The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
People need advice. Every Tuesday we do People Need Advice. And sometimes there's advice on other days because people ask. And who are we to deny them our award-winning advice? Let's start with this one. You can send yours in 1-800-947-3979. If you would like to call, you're welcome to do it. This text. Need some advice. This has been bugging me for a while.
Okay.
After my divorce, I was left without any friends.
Well, sometimes that happens.
It does. Yeah. People pick sides or whatever. I quickly met J and B, who are married with a kid, and our kids have been friends for the last 2.5 years. They were better friends than I've ever had in my life. They helped me move on after the divorce. In September, they ghosted me, blocked all communication. I thought I had gotten over it, but yesterday my son had a dentist appointment in the office B works at. She didn't say anything to me personally, but looked at me like she hated me. I don't know what I did. It's bothering me now, and I really didn't sleep well last night. Do I confront them and try to figure out what I did, if anything, or just let it go?
I don't know. It's stupid behaviors from everybody, I guess. I've never understood the ghosting idea. I mean, unless somebody's, like, really abusive and then you ghost them, like, get the hell out of town and never find me again. But, like, just to go, I'm just going to block everything about you. Unless it's something so obvious.
Yeah.
But clearly it's not obvious to this person.
I can see why you want to pursue it and go, hey, what happened? Because your friendship, I think if you can pursue it by asking in a way that's not going to put them on the defensive, say, hey, your friendship meant so much to me. And I appreciate you being there, and it just hurts my heart, or however you want to say it, that it's gone, and I would just love to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the big problem with that is, in my experience, often when you seek that closure, it is not provided.
No, and that's what sucks, but yeah, being ghosted is, you don't get closure. Like, and in some cases, you know, when you end up mourning the loss of a friendship or a relationship or whatever, it's actually hard. It's almost harder than when somebody dies. Because, like, they're just
alive.
Gone.
They're still there.
They're just gone. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, this sucks, but it's like you can move forward.
Yeah.
But when it's something like that, it's like that can take years to get over when you don't really have a definitive, like, now I understand. I hate it.
Yeah.
You might still hate it, but at least you go, oh.
And it's a crappy feeling because you went through it after your divorce, and these are the people who, like, they said, you know, they've helped you move on, and now they've ghosted you too. That's a crappy feeling. When I first moved here, I told y'all I had a friend that had ghosted me in such a slow, hurtful way.
Yeah.
I would see her once a year at our mutual friend, my closest friend's birthday party. And I'd say, man, I hadn't seen you and I'd been reaching out. Like, how's everything going? And then we'd maybe go to lunch once. And then for the next year, she'd ghost me until that party again. And then when I moved up here, her and I clicked that last week again where I was having like a couple dinners with her. She went to like the farewell party we did. I haven't spoken to her one time since. So I did what you did. I think I actually talked about it in studio and said, do I reach out one last time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all off air talked me through a gentle way to approach, like, hey, if I did something, whenever you're ready, please let me know. And if it's nothing and this is just how it ends, like I'll learn to accept that over time. But just so you know, I love you and I'm here to talk through whatever it is that I may have done to have caused this.
It's hard to do because it makes you very vulnerable.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then to never ever get a text from then on, like, I was so sad. I just never heard from her.
It never wrote back to that.
No, she still follows me on all the social media and all that too. And I just don't know what happened. And maybe one day I will, but yeah, I just sat with that. I talked to a couple friends and said, okay, now I got to stop talking about it and I got to move forward.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That really, I mean, that's the healthy way to look at it. Like,
you can't make people like you.
Yeah.
You have to be fine with getting nothing back.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I don't know if anybody really is fine with it.
Yeah.
But you have to, I think being aware that that is, by the way, I would never be able to take this advice. I can give it, sure.
Well, yeah, now that we're talking about it.
If I were the one, I don't want to act like I know how to do it. Like, if it were me, I'd be like, no, you will write me back.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be a butthole. No,
really hard.
Yeah, now that we're talking about it, I want to go stalk her on Instagram and see how cute she looks in all of her clothes.
Yeah,
and be
let's
like,
get her.
So my friend.
Hey, will you tell us her name so we can talk about how pretty she is in front of you?
Yeah, she is pretty. And she's so fun to be around.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, dang it. Now I need to know what I did again.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. This one's really good. This is advice for everyone else. It says, if you read this, I'm a Jane Beau. I am in a rehab facility right now for alcohol. If you need help, don't put it off. I've been here for almost 2 weeks and I feel great. That's my advice for anyone struggling. Well, good luck to you. I hope you stick to it. I've talked about it recently. My sister is coming up on 10 years of sobriety. After checking herself into a rehab, and I've mentioned it before, and she's okay with me sharing. Like she was starting to give messages to people that maybe we didn't pick up on. Like, hey, if she had said to my parents, like, if I somehow go before you, I want to make sure that this happens.
Yeah,
like we're like, okay, that was a little out of context, but but you don't really think about it that way. And so her life afterwards, she's worked really, really hard. And made something for herself. So really proud and proud of you as well. Good job. This one, I need advice. Should I confront my ex? We dated for 2 years. I'm Jewish. He is not. This Sunday, he and his new girlfriend showed up to a Hanukkah event. This is weird, right? I'm a little confused. He didn't identify with any religion or whatever. My Judaism is my safe space. It feels invasive and for context, I broke up with him due to his controlling behavior. Okay, well then that seems like a very...
Well, maybe his new girlfriend
is new girlfriend Jewish.
Maybe he's got a thing for Jewish girls.
That could be true.
I mean, maybe he's just dating another Jewish girl. Like, he doesn't have to have a thing for them, but maybe, coincidentally, his new girlfriend is Jewish.
Also
he's
Jewish.
Going to... Yeah.
Or maybe he loves 8 crazy nights.
Maybe.
I mean, other people's... festivities are often quite fun. So maybe he just likes the events.
Oh, nope. She's not Jewish either. That's being weird and controlling then. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, probably.
Happy Chanukah.
But I mean, if it's a public space, you know, there ain't much you can do about it.
Yeah.
But I can see why you don't like it.
Yeah, if he's intentionally putting himself in the public spaces he knows you will probably be at.
Your original question
that is
was,
strange. That is
should
strange.
Should I confront him?
I don't think
it's going to do any good. It's what he wants. If he's controlling, narcissist going to narcissist.
No, you got to find the city's most prominent Jewish man, and then you have to
hire that man off.
You have to. Absolutely.
Wait, she has to hire the Jewish man?
Well, or seduce
him. Beat him up? Oh.
No, to go as the date that is way better than that loser who is showing up to Hanukkah events or Chanukah events.
Yeah, I agree with you, Howings. I'm all about
absolutely. Oh, you're gonna play this game, are we? Okay, well, okay. I'm gonna show up to the second crazy night with this guy.
Yeah,
the second. Crazy
Yeah, like Al Bernstein, top lawyer of town, or whatever. I mean, who cares?
Yeah,
is
you've
that
seen
a real
him?
Person?
He's on the billboards.
Well, I'm sure it's a real person. You know, Sam Bernstein. Sure, one of those guys.
Oh. Howings is going to giving Jewish dating advice to find a billboard with a lawyer on it and ask him. He's 60 and bald, but I'm sure he's looking for someone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just giving examples. I don't know which one, you know, who's prominent in your town. Just saying, find yourself a good-looking Jewish man who's also successful and stick it in that guy's face.
Yeah.
And this, then let that guy stick
reclaim your space.
Too.
Yeah, reclaim your space.
This text
let
from
him in your space.
This text. This text from Lansing. The answer to should I confront my ex on almost anything is almost always no. That's probably a good place to start.
Yeah, because I think
probably not
tend to just remind you why they're your ex.
Or the other thing you can do, you still need to get a date for this. It would be good because you always want to show off.
Well, it's really a lot of revenge plots.
Go to midnight mass. Go to his space. Well, she said he was Catholic.
She did not. She said he does not identify with any religion, but I appreciate
I thought she said he was Catholic. My bad. Well, that's unfortunate. Well, just go to his next family gathering.
I think better just to stay away from the controlling butthole.
This seems like a boring idea.
Hot Wings wants to play games.
Yeah, right.
Hot Wings wants to play
can't
games.
Can't believe you didn't go back to your classic cut his brake lines. Though well, in this case, I'm
that.
On board.
There's always that, because you know he drives something douchey too fast.
Well, we hope it works out.
Yeah.
This text suggestion on the People Need Advice segment. It would be really fun to have Kelly give spiteful advice and argue against all of the good ideas you give. What? That's what she does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Give people asking for advice choices. Like Hot Wings and you give common sense responses, and Kelly says the mean ideas everyone wants. I think we all take turns doing the mean ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Wings was very Kelly in that last part.
Yeah, well, you know.
I thought you were very Hot Wings right there. That's that sassy side of you that we love to see.
Sometimes, you know. I mean, every occasion is different.
If I ever need a revenge plot, I'm coming to you, Hot Wings.
I think, all right, I'm down with that.
First,
see, like, I can give great advice on situations I've been in or dealt with, but I haven't had that one, so I'm going to give different advice.
You can't say, how would you do it? You have to say, what should I do? Because if you say, how would I do it? It'd be, well, first, sit with your resentment for as many as 15 years.
Probably more.
Probably go tree shopping and think about how you hope one of these grows tall to fall on her. Mm-hmm. Then do nothing. That means.
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. Yeah. I'm not really much. I'm not a vengeful person. I'm not one of those people who is like, I have got to get revenge or justice for myself, or I'm going to hold this big, nasty grudge. Or like, I don't have time for that.
But you just told people to go get a hot Jewish man and show up at
Well, it's fun to tell other people to be
grudgy. You're like, hey, lady, why don't you go Jew shopping for the fanciest one you can find?
That's why I'm living vicarious, because I would never do that.
So you're just giving me terrible advice.
Yeah.
No,
that's what it's doing.
It sounded so good because it came from you and you're so smart.
I give great advice.
Don't get suckered by his veil of fakeness.
I still think that was good advice.
I do too, now I feel like I don't know.
If somebody's a butthole, then show them up.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, let them see
If somebody's a butthole, show them.
Mm-hmm. Your butthole.
Yes.
No, that's not what you said.
No, not quite. But I mean, but maybe. Never know. How you like that brown eye? You ain't going to see it anymore. Bye.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No